Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm just popping on here really quick in the beginning of the episode to let you know that this particular episode was recorded in a car. So there's going to be some background sound. It's okay. It's going to be throughout the whole entire episode, but it's tolerable. And you're going to be able to sit down and listen to one of the best episodes of Two Jack Bros that's ever been put together. So enjoy it. It's me sitting down with my wife instead of Dave this week. It's a very funny episode. You're going to have a great time. Enjoy it. But before that, bob your head for 15 seconds. Step into the spotlight. This is a very special family edition of Two Jack Bros. Get ready to cry. It's going to be a very, I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
It's like, I know what we're getting into.
Well, that's what those family shows are, like the very special edition, you know, yeah. The very, like the special, the heartwarming, yeah. You know, like, a, you know, I don't know. We have, this is the mother of my children, the love of my life, the woman, the myth, the legend. This is Ansley. And so let's get into this easy. I want to tell the people what happened with our Steven Seagal link today.
Oh, yes.
That was a pretty good one.
We're in tune with that.
We were very in tune. So as Ansley was coming into the door, she was coming home from jiu-jitsu. She was coming home from choking motherfuckers out. Let a bitch know.
Yeah.
So, no, she was coming back from jiu-jitsu. As soon as she was coming in the door, I hit send. I post on my Facebook post about Steven Seagal. And I don't give it a chance to tell her anything. Yeah, she puts all her stuff down, phone included. She goes upstairs, takes a shower, comes back downstairs. And I said to her, I go, or maybe I posted this while you were in the shower. Because I only say this because when I looked at the post again, it said posted 3 minutes ago. And I know you didn't take a 3-minute shower.
No.
Right? So I think I posted this while you were in the shower. And it was, I say to her, I go, I don't know if you heard this. Steven Seagal just got accused for harassment, like dating back to his early career. Like, and then you said,
Steven Seagal is a sexual harassment incarnate.
And then I showed her my post on Facebook, which said, what did it say? Basically, the gist of it was Steven Seagal is sexual harassment personified.
Yes.
No, it's the personification of sexual harassment. And which is a funny thing that we both agreed upon, because I think we all kind of, we both rather have enjoyed Steven Seagal movies for its campy nature. And like, and the fact that he was a sleaze in all of his movies.
Yes.
Like he was like the sleaze with a heart of gold, I guess.
He was, yeah. But one bad turn and you knew that guy was...
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I just see him in a bar, like using his flexibility, like kicking his leg up and putting it all the way on the bar, you know, like his foot too high, so his like crotch is in like some lady's face.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, hey, can I buy you a drink?
That's how he approaches for a drink?
I think so.
Good Lord, Steven Seagal, you need to dial it back, man. Man, I see him as like this, I see him as like a Roman emperor sexual harasser.
Oh, yeah? How did they do it?
Just, like, creep, like, you know, just, like, I just feel like there was never a point where a Roman emperor didn't have their finger in a human.
Ah!
you know what I mean? Just, like, signing documents.
Yeah.
Doing office work.
Yeah.
Like, the off hand's always in a human.
Yeah.
I just feel it being, like, real aggressive, like, because I was reading some of the article.
Yeah.
And it was saying that, like, there was this one lady who was hired as an assistant, and she realized very early on that it was more than, like, she wasn't hired for an assistant job. She was hired to be there for sexual purposes. And while she was there, she noticed that he had on staff two like Russian models, basically, that were there just for his 24/7 sexual pleasure.
What was her assistant job interview like?
It sounds like they were all creepy. All the interviews were somewhat creepy. Like, he was doing them in robes and shit.
Oh, yeah. He is always in a robe.
Always in
house.
A robe. Always in a robe that has, like the yin-yang on the back of it. It's like a red, it's like a red velvet robe with that yin-yang on the back of it. He's, like, because he's always a little bit martial arty,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I imagine he's always, like, putting his hand through his hair, and it's just, like, a lot of hair product, and it comes out slimy.
Yeah.
When he, like, shakes your hand, it's, like, Just slimy.
He's probably got a gross hand.
Yeah.
He's probably always got a gross hand, whether it's slime from his hair or from have recently been in a person.
Yeah, maybe Stevenson. That's what he uses in his hair.
Yeah. No, because it's like everything that he's accused of like makes total sense.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if that makes it true or unfortunate for him, but it's like I see him being the type of person that would trump. He would trump a chick.
Yes, he would definitely. Yeah, I was almost like, is this the first time he's gotten in trouble? Because
No, he's out there trumping chicks. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
And if that's just like shorthand for grabbing them by the you know what.
So this is the heartwarming edition.
This is the heartwarming family edition of Two Jack Bros. Okay, well let's do this. Is there anybody you would fight this week?
Ooh. I always hear you talk about that, and I'm always like, I have an answer. But now that I'm on the hot seat.
It's a hot seat. By the way, this is, I know you probably hear this by now. We should address this. You hear some background noise. We're driving to my stepmom's house for a family outing right now. And Ansley's in the passenger seat. I'm driving. The kids are in the back asleep, and Finn's barely awake, listening, enjoying what he's hearing. This is the Heartwarming Family Edition. And Ansley's in the passenger seat. She's Steven Seagal sitting, by the way, 1 foot up on the dashboard, the other foot under her, as Steven Seagal style sitting, if I've ever seen it. And I was stalling for you to think of who you would fight. Did you catch that?
Yeah, and I guess I just have to be honest with this because, you know, you have to go with what pops in your head, right?
Yeah.
I would fight my family.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you guys were all teasing me on the way out here. You're all just saying, when we were getting in the car, you're all telling me, bye, Mommy. Bye, Mommy. And,
bye, Mommy.
Yeah. And so I have to fight my kids.
Yeah.
And you, too. Just because you encourage it.
I do encourage it. It's fun to tease Mom. You know? It's like, it's fun. Like, moms always are good for a laugh.
They are.
Like, even if you're not teasing them directly, just, like, making fun of the stuff they do. Like, moms are always doing mom shit. It's just, it's uncanny how often it happens. How often you're just like, oh, God. Mom, that's not how bad. Mom, you can't say. Mom, I was... It's hilarious. So, okay, you know, I get it. That's valid.
I mean, I had a pretty good week. I had a pretty good, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's like, again, though, that's like the legacy of the mom is to be that that unappreciated presence.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, like mom, the reason why mom is always doing mom shit and always a little flustered is... because she's so tentative to the family. She's sacrificing some logic and common sense for the good of the family.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
That is fair. Yeah.
You know? It's, like mom's always on tilt.
Well, here, I know who I'd fight. So
that got specific?
Yeah. So last weekend, we went swimming.
Oh.
No, 2 weekends ago, we went swimming.
Yeah.
And it was an indoor heated pool. It's just a rectangle pool with some floaties and stuff. And, you know, our family's a little loud. We're a little rambunctious.
We've got a lot of noise. We have a five-year-old and we have identical twin girls that are 2 years old. And I don't think there's any one of them that is louder than the next. They're all equally at 11.
Yes. So we go into the pool and we're having a good time. And but we feel, you know, like I just feel like we're being a little bit, you know, everybody else is a little bit calmer with their one child and their one parent all, like, in control. And
you were there with a friend who also had a kid.
Yeah.
So your two parents technically corralling four kids.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's still a lot.
We're the biggest group there, too.
Exactly.
And we're having a good time. And they've got these giant ducks that were, like, foam that you, like, they float on top of the water.
Yeah.
And so...
Are you about to fight a duck?
No.
All right,
so. And he did what anybody would want to do. He put it in and got out of the pool and jumped on top of it.
Yeah.
Awesome thing to do. Try to bounce on it, you know?
Yeah. Our son's an active dude.
Yes. And so the lifeguard comes over, tells him he can't do that. you know, that was fine. Those are the rules. We can live by
them. Those are rules. We live by the rules. We're not going to fight against the rules. We're good people. But we will do shit until people tell us not to.
Yes, yes.
Like, that is like our family mantra.
Yes. We like to push it. So then Finn gets out of the pool. I see he's getting ready to jump back in. I'm like, okay, whatever. He shouldn't be doing this. But he does it. And I tell him, Finn, you can't jump in the pool. Lifeguard sees me telling him that. Still comes over and is like, that's two times now. If you do that again, I'm going to have to tell you to leave. And like, she kept talking. Like, she needed to get it in.
Yeah.
I want to fight her.
Yeah, it's like, first of all, stop counting my family's business.
Yeah. And she was saying it loud enough. Everybody knows we're on strike, too. We don't need everybody to know we're on strike, too.
Now everybody can try to manipulate us to get us out of this pool because we're already too loud. Stop it. You need to chill. You need to chill. You whisper shit like that.
Yes.
Show us where you're tallying it, too. Like, I don't want to fuck. Stop keeping a mental note of my family.
And there wasn't a list of rules. Like, I just got the vibe, like, if he's not allowed to jump in on the duck, he's probably not allowed to jump in the pool.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't like, no jumping in the pool.
And technically, that's not two times. You saw me say something, and you said something to me.
Yeah.
You forced that second time.
Yeah.
That's a trumped up time.
Yeah.
You better subtract that time. Okay. How would you fight her? In the pool? Would you?
Yeah, she was a big lifeguard. Like, you know, a stereotypical larger lifeguard.
Yeah, well, I feel like we should also keep in account the fact, I mean, you are a fish. You are a water creature.
Yes.
But she's a lifeguard. She's probably in that depth of water more often.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, you can fight her in the water if you want to, but I'm just saying she might have an advantage. She could.
Okay. I'll take her. So there was a shower section that was like right there behind the pool out in the open.
Yeah.
I'll take her back there and just sweep her feet out. She'll be done.
Okay, one hit. Do you think that's it? You don't think you'd have to grapple her at all? You don't think that she'd pop up and be like, that's strike three, bitch.
Probably would.
And it's like, and then it's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you have to probably grapple her a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I would fight this week.
No.
It's weird that I never think of it.
You don't want to fight that guy that you got in a car argument with?
Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious. Man, that's how volatile my life is. Like, it was like, I don't even, like, this is like the least of the stuff that happened. So, yeah, I was at a stoplight, and literally this is the action that I was doing with my phone. And I don't drive with my phone in my hand, and I make it a point to not do that. It's just, you know, honestly, I just try not to have my phone in my hand as often as I can around my kids when I'm during the week. The weekend is my time. It's my time. But I played a podcast. The light is red. I played a podcast. It's a very special edition, actually, of Matt and Shane's podcast. They're talking to somebody who went to prison, and he's in three different prisons, in a penitentiary, and he gives you like a 30-minute account of how to survive in each one, and how he survived in each one, and like how he, dude, it was intense. It was a very intense thing, because it's like, I mean, of course they're being funny, Matt and Shane, and like being, you know, genuine about how they're taking in the information and responding, you know, like in their humoristic way, but they're not making fun of him. It's funny. It's a funny episode of Matt and Shane Seeger podcast if you want to check it out. But I put it on, and they had different music than they normally had, but it was like hard-hitting documentary music,
yeah.
And it made me laugh, so I sent Matt a text. Light turns green as I'm opening the text for Matt, hit the voice thing, and I'm sending the text with my voice about how funny that theme song is. I look at it, hit send. I don't even, like, I just wanted to make sure I heard, saw the words theme song, funny. Sent it.
Yeah.
Dudes, I'm putting the phone down. I start hearing this beeping. And I look over, and this guy's telling me to roll down my window. I roll down my window. It's the passenger side. And he goes, how long is it going to be before you fucking kill somebody on that phone? And he's looking at me as he's saying that. Now, ahead of me, there is nobody in my lane, like all the way to the light. It's a clear, empty lane. Ahead of him, there are people in the lane driving and like kind of slowing down, probably like a good 120 feet in front of them, right? So what I do is I point at me, like I do this, like I'm like, me? You know what I mean? And he like, so he repeats it again. You know, you're going to fucking kill somebody on that phone. Just stay off your fucking phone. And then I say to him, I go, I don't know what you're talking about, but what you're doing is more dangerous because look, right? And he has to look and slam on his brakes, right? Which is hilarious to me. And there's nobody in front of me. I look in my rearview mirror. There's nobody behind me. And I feel like that was the universe telling me to do what I did next, which was I slowed down and stopped next to him, right? And I was like, you know, what? And I just started having a dialogue with him. Which he told me to go F myself, go fuck myself. That's what that means. That's what F stands for in that sentence. He told me to do that, and I responded with ridiculous graphic. I go, how about I do that? And you, I go, yes, I will do that. Do you want to watch? I assume you want to watch because it was your suggestion. I'll come a big load and I'll write your name in it. What's your name? And he starts slapping his hands on his fucking steering wheel. He's like, I'll fuck you up. I'm 6'10. I'll fuck you up. And I was like, dude, not even in your prime. Not even in your prime. And then he took his seatbelt off. I didn't tell you that part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took his seatbelt off.
Trying to call your bluff?
And he like cracked open his door.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, my God, you just made my day. And then he was like, fuck you, and shut his door. I didn't tell you that part.
No, because this stuff makes me crazy.
Yeah, I know. I decided to unleash. That was like the one thing.
You had the girls in the back of the car.
Yeah, I did have the girls in the back. That's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny.
No.
But I felt like I had a good read on the situation. You know, I don't know if that makes it any better, but I felt like I had a good read on the situation. And I would fight him. I would fight him. Yeah. And his fucking... Dude, he was just one of those, like, his... He could barely, and this is the reason why he almost got in an accident, because he was so stiff up in his neck and shoulder area that he couldn't turn and look left without turning his shoulders completely.
Yeah.
He had to do that in order to yell at me. So he was like dangerously turning towards me as he was yelling at me. And the only reason why I want to fight him is because of how annoying he didn't add context to what he was seeing at all. Like, He was looking at me at the light on my phone, putting up that podcast, fucking fuming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like
that's
insane. You take unhinged people and you poke them.
Yeah.
And,
I do. Yeah. I poke unhinged people. I do. I would never say that I didn't do that. Now what? Where do you go from there?
Well, those unhinged people are dangerous people. They're unhinged.
They are unhinged, but like... Again, I felt like I had a read on the situation. You know, and it was hilarious. He was like a giant Muppet in his car. You know, he was like in as high a car as we're in.
Yeah.
So we were like eye to eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He was like gray. He was graying.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying he was old. I don't know. White people age badly. But, it was just like, dude, there's no way your knees are good.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to hop out with that stiff-ass upper body being 6'10 with lubed knees. Get your fucking unlubed rigor mortis knees out of here. I will destroy you. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would... low ankle... Like, I would just... Like, that's what I would do. I would just go for, like, the low ankle takedowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just no way you're bending down fast enough. It's not happening. So yeah, that's who I would fight this week and why, and also you got a glimpse of the way Ansley handles my volatile nature outside as a human.
It's, but how do I handle it? I roll my eyes at it. I huff about it.
Well, are you implying that you don't do enough right now? Is that what you're trying to get at? Because that's not all you do. So what is that really what you're trying to make seem true?
Why do I handle it like a mom? I get serious about it and I lecture you.
That is true. I didn't label it that way. You do that.
Okay.
It's a very un-mom like lecture. Not the type of language you would use to a child, I guess. Mom, the language. But yeah, I mean, it's, I'm out here being human. You know who I am.
Yeah.
But I also didn't feel like it, because that's one of the things he tried to use against me. He was like, your fucking kids are in the car. It's like, dog, you saw a thing that was like the label of it. Like, I'm at my, like, you generated most of your anger for me about this while I was at the light putting on this podcast. Like, yeah. That's all I did. I picked up the phone, did those things, put it, and like, as I'm putting it down is when he's chiming in.
Yeah. You know? No, he was, seemed like he just needed to yell at somebody.
Yeah, it's like, or he needed to feel like, I felt like he was trying to make me part of his fucking virtual signaling story later on.
Yeah.
That's what was upsetting me about it the most, is that this isn't the thing you're trying to make it out to be.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If that was it, that would be one thing. The other thing is, like, what you're doing is way more dangerous than what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually the one about to get in an accident.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
There's, like, not many times when you're telling somebody to roll down their window so you can yell at them when you're in the right.
Never. Like, never.
It's not never. Typically.
It's like, I don't even want to fight him over the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy isn't even what upsets me is that he later on, and that's why I was saying ridiculous shit, because what he had to repeat that shit later on when he was just trying to say, oh, then he just started saying a bunch of crazy shit. It was like, well, crazy shit, what did he say? You know, what did he say? Oh, he just said something about coming a big load and then write money.
You want to ruin his story, huh?
Yeah. Enjoy telling your story now, you fucktard. Yeah, I did. I feel like I have to figure out different ways to win in those sorts of social situations, and it is what it is. I did what I did, and that's how life is, and this is, she's fucking agreed to have kids with me, and she has to, that's her plight. That's her plight. Feel sorry for her if you want to, but she's not, it's not like she's out there making all the wholesome choices. She's out there momming it and doing weird shit too. Sneaking our kids into places, getting our family kicked out of places. She's been kicked out of places with our family.
No, I don't know about that. We've snuck in places.
Definitely. Okay, that's fair. No, we're sneaky. We don't get kicked out of places. No. We're good.
Once we're in, we're like a virus. We're in.
We multiply. And we leave. You get rid of us, actually, and you go back in, and we're there again. Yeah. We're like, we thought we got rid of this. Nah, dog. We were in deep.
Yeah.
So, let me see where we're at with this podcast. We're at 22 minutes. Easy passed it up. It got quiet here. So, all right. We are a fitness-based podcast. Is there anywhere you want to go with it fitness-wise? You listen to the podcast. You hear how we do.
I guess, you know, because since I do work a 9-to-5 job and get my fitness in, you know, the last thing I heard
you got real serious
about.
Just now. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
Is this the exit? Yeah. All right, cool. That's the one thing that Waze is tripping me up on. It's like the way that it... represents like how close the exit is, you know, because but yeah, you work 9-to-5 job, you're momming it up,
so you know, like,
because you are, because that is a very important point to also make, because like you're 9-to-5 and like I'm at home with the kids, and then as soon as she gets home, she's clocked in to mom because I'm fucking vacant.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, I evaporate. I evaporate into a puff.
I drive up and I see you dadding with like kids in the yard. And like, before I can get out of the car, you're like, poof, you're gone.
Yeah. I'm already starting my shift of the stuff that I do, which is, you know, so, but it's like, and you know, you're a fit person, but you're 9-to-5 and then boom, right with the kids. And then, so, all right, so now we're setting that up.
So we were talking about, you know, excuses people have for working out.
Oh, yeah. That was the last episode. Yeah, you
like
listened to it.
How to get your workouts in, and people are saying their time or it's boring or whatever. And so I was just going to put out my weirdo-ness that whenever I'm in
Wait,
the office...
Wait, do you want to approve this before? Am I going to be okay with this representation of...
So whenever I'm in the office by myself... I always find, like, I do handstands against the wall. because I want to get good at doing handstands and be able to walk on my hands.
Everybody who's listening to this right now was like, oh, that, okay, I see why they're together now. All right. I do, anytime I'm alone, I do handstands up against the wall because I would have been good at handstands. It's the most Sydney sentence I've ever heard you say. And I'm only saying that like for people who know you through me. Yeah. That is like probably, like, but that is the most Ansley. That's like an Ansley thing. Just like an absolute.
There's like our office actually has a weight room in it.
It does.
But instead of going back there and doing all those
wasting things, all that time walking back there. No. Again, somebody, she doesn't have the time.
Yeah, when I'm on my way to fill up my water bottle at the water station. That's my wall.
You stop it to a hand. I'm trying to fill up your water bottle.
The same wall that I pass to go to the coffee. So sometimes when I'm going to pick up my stuff from the coffee machine, I stop and do a handstand.
Stop and do a handstand.
Yeah.
All right.
This is my little tip.
Tip is stop and do a handstand. All right. I don't know. Okay. All right. Listen, stop and do a handstand. Stop and smell the roses. It's like stop and smell the roses. Yeah. It's a good little workout tip, actually. Yeah. Or just, you know, if it's not something as acrobatic as doing a handstand up against the wall, stop and do some wall sits.
To
keep in the vein of a wall.
Or when I fill up my water bottle.
Oh, jeez.
I challenge myself to a low squat and hold it until I fill up the water bottle.
Okay, that's still weird. It's like, again, I'm saying that as a person who's known to be stretching all the time. I mean, like, you say that and you live with me.
Yeah.
And then the people, when I go out and do comedy, feel and think the same thing.
Yeah.
So think about how much that means that I'm stretching.
All the time.
It's, and I still find you weird. Still find your behavior, your activity behavior is weird.
Yes.
I'm gonna crank ways up a little bit so we can definitely hear it.
Okay.
Because we're out in no man's land. My stepmom lives out in the boonies, man. My family comes from country folk. Like my mom, my stepmom, they never wear shoes. Shoeless people. My mom and my stepmom are not together. I don't come from one of those 2017 mom and stepmom families. My mom and stepmom are just friends. They're cool. They're cool people. They're both cool people. So they both have a mutual aunt for my dad. You can't see the face that I'm making. The face that I'm making is really like, they don't hate my dad. They both have kids with my dad. They can't deny that. They both got sucked in, you know. But they're both, my dad's a, excuse me, I feel like my dad is like me without the funny. redemptive qualities you feel like I have personality wise, my dad does not. He does not have those. So it's like, I get it. I get their aunt for him.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's cool. But you also, to be fair, too, because it's like you're not just getting the type of body you have from doing push-ups alone. You do jiu-jitsu like 3 to 4 times a week.
I try to do it at least 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then I stretch all the time, and the stretching becomes like a yoga stretch and like a Pilates stretch.
So surprising how effective stretching is as a workout when you're also active.
Yeah.
It's like, because you can get away with just doing like deep stretching to tone your body.
Yeah.
You can really tone your body. If you're also like running or doing jiu-jitsu or band or whatever activity is out there.
And your stretching can't be lazy stretching. Like, you've got to have your core tight. You've got to be standing tall. It's got to be challenging stretching. Like, your stretching should make you sweat a little bit.
It should. I mean, like, the effort, it takes a little bit of effort. I don't know if it should make you sweat a little bit. I'm not out there sweating when I'm stretching.
No.
Because I'm so in tune with my body from all the stretching and breathing that I do that I very quickly get into the actual stretching of the muscle.
Okay.
Like, I don't have a lot of, like, that weird resistance up front anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm trying to push myself into the stretch or whatever it is. Like, I'm just like, I'm like a flower.
You're like a flower.
Yeah, I'm a stretching flower.
Stretching flower.
I'm like, yeah, it's, I'm very, I don't know. I'm like as enlightened as you can be as a stretcher.
That's because you meditate. I don't. My stretch is all sweaty. And you're a flower.
No, damn, no wonder you do these handstands on the way to get your water. You need that water. So sweaty. God damn. That makes a lot of sense. See that? After 17 years, we're still learning stuff about each other. And that's how we keep it fresh, people. That's how we keep it fresh. Stay weird. Because, I mean, that's like... I think that's actually healthy advice for a relationship.
Just stay weird.
Stay weird. Never have to... If you feel like you have to not be weird for a person, that's not the person for you.
Yeah.
If you feel like you have to... I mean, make no mistake. Like, the person your wish should make you want to be a better person. And far and away, being with Ansley has made me a better person. Because there's no way I could be the person that I was and still be with her. It's not even legal, I think. You know? So, it's like I've definitely become... And for those of you out there who hate me and hate listen to this... Keep in mind what I just said. Ansley has made me a better person. I am the best version of me that you could ever
20 years ago.
God, no. And well, 17 years. We haven't been together that long. I mean, 20 years ago I was probably pretty awesome.
Oh, well, you were awesome and then you met me and you dipped?
Well, no, I mean, we met in college. I mean, like, listen, if I had the power, I could have been Steven Seagal in it. Who knows? I don't know who I would have been with. Who I would have been, rather, as a fucking 20-year-old with the power of Steven Seagal. with the flexibility of Steven Seagal. You know, but it's, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, I was out there hustling.
Yeah.
I was hustling.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is, I mean, it's not, you were the greatest.
Oh.
I mean, you were good. You were good. You're way better now.
Yeah.
Way better now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You don't even know how to take that. All right, so where are we at? It's 32 minutes. So this is what we're going to do. How much longer before we're...
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Three
All right,
minutes.
We're 3 minutes from our destination. We're going to stop this now, and we're going to finish the podcast on the way back.
Okay.
On the way back home. Then we got to make sure we make the kids real active while we're here so they fall asleep again. That's good parenting.
Yes.
We parent for quiet. We like, the only reason why we're attentive to our kids is because we get like moments like this.
Yes.
Feel it. Like just, just like before we take our break, let's just let the people feel the genuine peace that two parents of three kids are having. While all of their kids are being quiet in this moment. Here we go. This is just... Feel that? That's real. That's real. All right, we're going to take this break. This is us being back from our break. We took a break. Well, actually, you took a break. Nobody took a break, technically, at this point. Because we just went straight into this after saying, let's take a break.
Yes.
But in that meantime, we went to a family function. And Ansley was crushing it, making some, carving up some pumpkins.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do that for a living.
You carve pumpkins for a living?
Yeah.
Is that going to still get us health insurance?
I don't think so.
And then I don't support. Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun being with the family. We had a good little family adventure.
Yes.
The kids got to be with their cousins, which is always a good time. And now I'm back. I lost 3 games of horse.
Yeah, you had a rough time, huh?
I did have a rough go of it.
Your pumpkins didn't, I don't know, I don't want to say anything, but your pumpkins didn't really wow.
They didn't. Well, just because you were over there showing off with your stupid pumpkin smoking a pumpkin.
Just because I did a good job, why do I have to be showing off?
I was showing off. You had a, she carved a pumpkin, we had big pumpkins, and then there were also like tiny pumpkins that were too dense to carve. So she made it so that her big pumpkin, jack-o'-lantern, was smoking a little pumpkin.
It was eating it.
Eating it, smoking it. It looked like it was smoking it. Okay, it was smoking a pumpkin. But, so, all right, let's finish this out. This is the part of the podcast where people are always coming for the fitness anyway. And people listen to this at the gym.
At the gym?
Yeah, people listen to it at the gym. It's a fitness podcast. Why not, right?
Yeah, why not?
You know? Yeah, they're out there juicing, gymming, two Jack Browin.
Yeah.
So I just want to talk a little bit more before we end this about jiu-jitsu and your experience with jiu-jitsu. Because this is, how long has it been?
Over a year. Less than a year and a half.
Okay. And, I mean, is there anything you want to say about it? Anything that you feel like you've learned about yourself through this process?
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Well, I think it's been a very good experience because I've never been in fights per se. You know, I've wrestled with my brother, but I've never been in fights. And I think it lets you know a lot about yourself if you're one of those people, even if you're not one of those people, but just like if you wonder, like, how would I stack up against other people? Because I've always considered myself athletic, but, you know, there's a difference between being athletic in a sport and hand-to-hand combat with another human being.
Yeah, not a lot of people take that into consideration. A lot of times when people are athletic, they just assume that being able to fight comes with that.
Yeah.
Or being able to protect yourself in an emergency situation just automatically comes with that. And honestly, like, you might be able to get, like, as long as part of your defense or escape plan is kind of in line with the sport that you've crafted or the sport that you've been working on for the amount of time that you've been an athlete, then you might have a chance. Like, if you are a hurdler and, you know, there's a bunch of little barriers to get by,
yeah,
you might be able to create some distance between you and your attacker.
Yeah.
But if you're a hurdler and somebody grabs a hold of you, being a hurdler isn't going to help you.
Right.
While somebody has you.
Right.
You know, or like even a football player, like, you might be able to stiff arm and do a couple spin moves out of danger, but once somebody grabs you, like, once you're tackled down to the ground, like, what are you going to do then? Then what?
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that idea of just being able to keep a cool head and, like, see what somebody else is bringing at you. Like, that's an important self-defense as a woman.
But just maintaining calmness, or just like maintaining a level of awareness in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, and even being able to formulate a game plan. I think a lot of times, like, if you were really in a situation where somebody was coming at you, like, if you've never done anything before, your brain would just be blank. You wouldn't know have a game plan.
Yeah.
So.
And that's how Steven Seagal gets you.
Yeah.
that's his whole thing. It's like, you know, shock and awe.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm saying shock and Seagal.
you know, it's another really important, well, not really important thing, but another thing that I did find from it. This is for your jacked female listeners.
Okay. Them jacked ladies out there.
Jacked
What's
ladies.
Up, jacked ladies?
I think it really helps with, like, your appreciating your body and, like, finding that appreciation for your body as a woman and being able to appreciate. Because, like, one of the first classes
Like, more appreciation than, like, just having your titties out?
Yeah.
Because that's like another way that people appreciate the body, right?
Right. Yeah, to be able to appreciate your body for more than that. And to be able to understand, like get over the idea.
Hey, hold on. We got a babe up. All right, that was our daughter trying to pod block us. Yeah, I was waiting on that. I was sitting on that the whole entire time. I was like, oh, she's going to love this when we come back.
It's good.
Yeah, but so before we got pod blocked, you were talking about how this new appreciation for your female body.
Yeah, or anybody. I just, don't belittle me.
you've recently come into your own as a woman because of jiu-jitsu.
Yes, I have. When you're, you know, I've always felt like I was a big girl in a way that I didn't like.
Bam, bam for the big girls.
Yeah. But after, you know, getting, like, trying to go up against people and, like, you find out you understand your size. Like, you can't fake it anymore because.
When you said you can't fake it anymore, you mean, like, you always thought you were a big girl, so you try to convince yourself you were a little girl?
No,
and then you
no.
realized.
No, you don't get me at all. You're such a man. No, like more like, you know how if a girl's really tall, she'll have bad posture because she doesn't want to seem big.
Gotcha.
Like, girls want to feel little, you know, like like somebody could pick them up and carry them away to safety type of thing.
Yeah. I could pick you up and carry you a decent distance. I don't know if I can get you all the way to safety. We might have to alternate. I carry you some of the way, you carry me some of the way.
I'm down with that. I feel like you get tossed around by a couple guys and you realize you're not the same size as guys. It's eye-opening.
I could imagine that being the case because, like, there's a lot of times when, like women feel like they can look at a guy and, like, judge based off of, like, their posture, their personality type, and they can convince themselves, like, I can take that guy.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, like, if a guy, like, got into his, like, you know, against the woman.
Yeah.
Like, he's likely going to come out victorious.
Yeah.
You know, just because, like, that raw strength and that Shock and Seagal method. Like, if a guy's, like, coming at a woman, like, freak, like crazy, like, his human animal. Yeah. Like, it's, like, his, like, there's, like, the humanity in his eyes are gone.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Yeah. That's terrifying man to man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if that's happening man to woman, I'm sure that's even scarier. So, just being able to stay calm through that or realize that in that moment, you still have a shot if you're the more skilled.
Yeah, and you understand what your skills are. Like, you understand what you can do, what you can't do.
So, does that make you more or less likely to pop off at the mouth at a dude in the streets?
I think I'm more likely now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to see what you're made of, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I live with. I don't think that's a shock.
No.
Yeah.
To you?
No, I mean, to people listening, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's, because I deal with a lot of people through stand-up comedy, and I feel like they make this judgment about what they think a person's life is outside of their interaction with you. Mm-hmm. They try to extrapolate.
Yeah.
So, like, I think a lot of people would be like, would deal with me in the way that I'm very, like, I'm very short. Curt, I guess I am. You know, I'm very curt, and I use very direct language.
Yeah.
And I don't beat around the bush. I try to use language that doesn't allow for a lot of beating around the bush or a lot of like, well, you're basically saying this. No, I said what I said.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And because of that, because I have to tell people, nah, shut up. You know, I'm not afraid. Well, I don't usually use the term shut up, but I will speak in a way that is saying shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You tell people to stop.
I do. So, yeah. Stop doing that. That right there is annoying.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I think people make this, they go, oh, I feel sorry for his wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that old fucking cliche, as if, it's so weird when people are dealing with a guy that's a little bit extreme or intense or whatever, and they're like, I feel sorry for his wife. Like, she didn't sign up for that shit. Like she's at home just being a victim all the time.
Yeah.
It's a weird, I mean, I'm not Steven Seagal. Like, what are you talking about?
No, it is weird because you can never, like, if somebody wants to take that stance, you can never prove them that that's not the way that they should be looking at it.
Because very good point.
It's
funny because I put up that, my neighbors were having a really funny argument the other day. The ones that are like a few houses down, you know, that have that new kid.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because, so the guy was out back, just out back smoking, like looking off into the middle distance, right?
Yeah.
The wife comes outside and she's like, she's looking around, she looks around a little bit and she goes, where's my purse? And he was like, huh? Because he was smoking, he wasn't ready for that. Like he wasn't ready to start answering questions. So he had to get pulled back into that current reality. And then she was like, my purse. I had it out here. Where's my purse? And he was like, I took it inside.
Like that.
Basically, because he was like, he felt in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't really even want to tell her that he did that.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Yeah. So he was like, I took it inside. And then she goes, it was airing out. It was wet. Why did you think it was empty? And he's like, I thought I was doing something nice. I was just trying to help.
It's funny because, like, their kid's young enough and it's a their first kids and they're young enough that, like, he's, like, probably just a fuck-up in every way in her eyes.
Dude, like, he seems moment. Like a fuck-up to me. He seems like a fuck-up to me. He's, like, he has the posture of a fuck-up.
Yeah.
And not like a major fuck-up, just, like, these types of fuck-ups.
Yeah.
So she goes, where did you put it? And he goes, I'll put it in the house somewhere.
Houses aren't that big.
You know what I mean? And it's
either
like
in the kitchen or the living room.
Exactly. But that's annoying. That's annoying to hear. Like we get along really well and we communicate really well. But I think if that same encounter happened between the two of us, and you put something outside to air out,
yeah,
and I took it in the house to be nice, and then you were like, "Where is it?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Put it in the house somewhere." That's annoying. I think you'd be a little annoyed with me.
I would be.
So, she goes into the house to look for it. He turns around, takes a couple more puffs of like very slow, long drags.
Yeah.
And then like puts it out and then turns around and like starts rushing back in.
Yeah.
And he opens the door and he's like, "I'll find it for you."
Her knight in shining armor.
Yeah, and as the door is shutting, I can hear her go, "No, you won't. I already found it, idiot."
Idiot.
And it was just hilarious to me. But so I posted that whole entire exchange on Facebook. And then somebody was like, because I also posted, you know, whose side I was on throughout the story.
Yeah.
And like the way that it closed, like I finished on her side. You know, like as soon as he was like, "Oh, it's in the house somewhere." I'm like, "Oh, dude, come on." Like, because, like, right before that, me and him were about to ride out into the sunset together. Like, I was going to be on his side. It was going to be, like, chalk another one from the patriarchy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he was just like, "I don't know, it's not somewhere." It's like, dude, come on, man. So I put that up, and then somebody was like, "No, I'm actually on his side. It sounds like she treats him any old type of way." And I'm like, "Really? Because you could also see that he's a fuck up in this situation." Yeah. Like he handled that situation like someone who is used to fucking up.
Yeah.
But he's seeing that as he's used to being yelled at by her.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if that's what you want to see, you'll see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't put that up. I mean, I would never try to make a judgment about somebody's relationship that way. I put it up because like what happened was funny.
Yeah.
Like what it means for their relationship is none of my business, nor will I be able to figure it out in that moment.
No.
Relationships are so complex.
Yeah.
You know, it's like imagine if somebody saw that exact same exchange between us and then the takeaway was like, "Oh, that's always the way she treats him. She treats him like that," would be terribly wrong.
Yeah.
I get treated amazingly at home, like as close to royalty as I demand. So, all right, let's fit this out. Let's finish this fitcast. So, How deep into this are we right now? Can we get a little? That was an additional 8. All right, So physically, what has jiu-jitsu done for you as far as fitness is concerned? As far as like new abilities outside of grappling, have you learned? Has jiu-jitsu given you any superpowers to speak of?
Superpowers. Superpowers. Well, I can squeeze my kids really hard in my legs and they can't get away.
All right, that sounds like some child protective services issues right there. Why don't you just discipline them so that they don't run away?
Superpowers. I think, I feel like I can intimidate you, and that's a little bit of a superpower.
Because I'm so indomitable?
But can I?
I don't know if you can intimidate me because, again, like, I'm a dude. You know, but I think it's safe to say that when we're grappling now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you tap me out at times. So you, yeah. I wouldn't say this intimidating. Like, I'm not the type to be intimidated. I'm going to, yeah. I'll go into the fire thinking I got it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You.
So, you know, like even when I'm reaching my hand up to tap, like when you're choking me out, there's like right before I tap, I'm like, I could probably still get out of this. but it is, I do go in knowing that anything can happen.
Yeah.
Like I make sure that I don't go in thinking that I'm going to dominate, because that's how you start making mistakes and getting frustrated when things aren't going your way, you know,
yeah.
Which tends to be as often as they are going my way, they're not going my way. So it's, I like that. I like if you consider that a superpower, being equal to me. I guess technically that is a superpower.
I'm better at push-ups now than I've ever been, except maybe when we did P90X, like weirdos.
Yeah, we did. That was
like, we did P90X.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah, I was never. I think that was the best push-up phase of my life. But so let's talk about that real quick. So do you recommend? So we did P90X. You do jiu-jitsu. You have an idea of what CrossFit is.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend for somebody who is just starting out? They're looking to get into something that is an activity that is going to get them fit as well. And we can call P90X an activity. We can also call CrossFit an activity because it's something that people go to every day.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you recommend?
I think jiu-jitsu, I feel like I'm going to sound like a jiu-jitsu head. It's like a lifestyle. Where P90X wasn't something that they, you know, that I could do. You know, we did it and we were done. I'm like, okay, we did that. Like, jiu-jitsu is like, especially as, like, we're getting older, like, it makes me feel better and stronger, getting better with age rather than getting older. You know, I feel like it keeps your flexibility. It does everything for you. Your flexibility, your strength, your mobility, your mindset. And like you were saying before, like, I need competition. I like that competition. Like, I need that edge.
Yeah.
And it gives you that in a way that just working out and being like, oh, I lifted 10 more pounds this time. It's not the same. It's like, okay, I got that person. Or
yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't get that person today. I'm going to get there tomorrow and try to get that person. Or get, you know, better myself.
All right. I like that. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to rush us, but we have another baby waking up. So I think we should probably give our fitness tips and close this puppy out. This Two Jack Bros Family Edition. So real quick, we need a fitness tip, Ansley. A fitness, either physical fitness or mental health tip that somebody can use and implement into their life.
I thought mine was doing handstands against the wall.
All right, do handstands against the wall in the office. All right, a handstand every chance you get. And, you know, my tip is basically just to not feel weird about the workouts that you're doing. Just understand that they are for a reason, and they're going to feel and look goofy, and especially until you get them right. And even when you get them right, you still look like an idiot. That's just the nature of working out. So thank you for tuning in to this very special family edition of Two Jack Bros. I apologize for the emotional roller coaster that you were just put on. And, you know, wipe those tears away. Wipe those tears away. So, all right, my daughter's waking up. She's like, end this shit. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully, Dave will be back next week. If not, we'll probably have Ace back on again. Oh, that's what I call my wife. I call her Ace. So, all right. Thank you so much. Peace.